This week, Doctor Who faced an enemy that succeeded where the Daleks, the Cybermen and the Master have failed. Yes, the Eurovision Song Contest pushed Doctor Who off air for a week. This week, we're going to be discussing Eurovision and its comparisons to Doctor Who, the ascent of Stephen Moffat, the Moff to Doctor Who godhood, the preview clip, and the trailer for Silence in the Library, and our thoughts for the rest of the series. Welcome to a podcast of impossible things, with me, Swithin Dobson.
Me, James Willetts.
Me, Peter Bell.
And me, Caleb Woodsbridge.
So, what did we think of Eurovision compared to Doctor Who then?
Well, it can't quite compare, especially when it's a Stephen Moffat episode and nothing. But I did go to a Eurovision party. In fact, I helped organise a Eurovision party. And I do enjoy it in a so bad it's bad, but it's hilarious to point and laugh as you go along type way.
Like Torchwood rather than Doctor Who, then.
Yeah. Although, yeah, Torchwood isn't quite as funny.
Probably not. No.
At least not deliberately, anyway.
No, true. Well, I didn't watch Eurovision, so that's, you know, different to Doctor Who.
Yes, no, I'm with James on this one. The Eurovision thing died some years ago, I think, when the Eastern Bloc
disintegrated.
well, joined, and the voting just became that much less interesting to watch.
Mm. Swithin's got an interesting suggestion about how to reform the voting.
Oh, yeah, it's really easy to make it a reasonable contest. We need to do it with pre-First World War boundaries. It's easy. We have Britain, you have Austria-Hungary, you have Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, and the whole of the other part of the Eastern Bloc is one place. And we could have different songs, and we might get some points. Granted, we didn't deserve
probably
any
not.
Points this time. Yeah. We got 14. We got most of them, I think 10 from the great country of San Marino.
That it's
sprawling metropolis. But anyway, on to more serious matters.
Interesting indeed, things indeed. Like Doctor Who. And the big news this week is that Russell T Davies is stepping down as executive producer, and Stephen Moffat will be taking the reins as the Doctor Who head honcho.
Yes, as of the beginning of Series 5 in 2010, if I believe, is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, yes, right.
So Russell T Davies is staying in place for the specials, the gap year, as it's known, in 2009. Steve Moffat taking over full-time as of spring 2010.
But you probably all know this if you're listening to this.
Yes,
the chances that you don't are pretty slim. So,
we would like to claim responsibility for this move here at Podcast of Impossible Things, simply because we were all chatting about it following the recording of the podcast last week, Swithin and I in particular, standing outside the Woodville pub, where Russell T Davies has been known to hang out in the past, discussing the fact that we thought perhaps it was time that Davies stood down. So we're assuming that
he
was within earshot somewhere, went home.
What a good idea.
Yes, decided to hand in his resignation on the spot.
So presumably you think this is a step in the right direction?
Yes. Not that I dislike Russell T Davies especially, although, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast regularly, I have been having concerns about the direction of the show. But he's done a very good job in simply resurrecting it and making it as popular as he has, and I do agree generally with the approach and the tone that he set from Series 1 onwards. But having said that, he's been at the job for 4 and a bit years, or 5 and a bit years, if you consider all the pre-production that went on. And if he's going to step down at all, I think now is the best time to do it.
I have to say that I think Russell has done a phenomenal job in bringing the show back with such success. And if you just think how much of a joke it was before it came back, all the jokes about wobbly sex and so on, to have it as a success and one that's built and built, it's not diminished each series, but it's built its audience. The stories have remained consistently good on the whole. I have been a little disappointed with some of this series. I do feel that it will probably benefit the show to have fresh leadership, fresh creative directions and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Russell's scripts remain among the very best that are written for the show Partners in Crime, I thought was a great script. Swithin's
hanging his head.
He is a phenomenal writer, and I don't think he's appreciated enough by many of the fans.
I think that everybody is in real agreement that in bringing it back, he has been a huge success, and he has much to be thanked for that. I would disagree with you, Caleb. I don't think that he is as good a writer as is actually made out. I think that certainly if you look at his work on other shows, his writing has been consistently better on those. I think that he's shown himself unable to wrap up a storyline, particularly at the end of seasons, and particularly at the end of season three.
I thought that was brilliant myself.
Really? Okay, well, we'll disagree on that.
If we go back and do commentaries on previous series, we'll discuss that one out and then.
But I'm very glad that he stepped down, simply because I think that whatever your opinion of him, I think everyone is in agreement that Stephen is a fantastic writer to a level that I don't think Russell is. I think that he goes beyond him in every way, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the direction he takes the show in.
I personally think they have complementary strengths, but
we'll see.
Swithin, how about you?
I'm cautiously expectant with Stephen Moffat, peace be upon him, has become
since he has now ascended to Doctor Who godhood, after all.
Yeah, I'm in agreement that he's certainly written the best scripts in the last four seasons. Looking forward to next week, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I don't want to get too optimistic, because he's going to be in a completely different role. He's going to have to be complete overall control, pretty much. And whether or not he can have a consistent vision that can be taken through the whole show, and getting the correct writers in as well to do the other scripts as well, is another matter. And I don't think, because they'll have to presumably be writing more stories that are going to be potentially as good as the ones he's written previously, because he's only had to write about one story a season. Yes. So I'm pleased he's become executive producer, but I just don't want to get too optimistic when he's not going to be as good as I think some people say
that's
he possibly
fair
would be.
I think there is an element of putting a bit too much pressure on him, and there is, you know, the weight of expectations, definitely, but I think that he's the best man for the job.
I think that it's not going to be the girl in the fireplace and Blink every week. And I do think that probably some of the fans are going to be disappointed, because at the moment we don't know exactly what direction he'll take the show, and so I think there's a sense in which he's a blank slate, and at the moment a lot of fans are projecting whatever vision they have for the show onto him, and I think a lot of those fans will end up being disappointed just because there's so many contradictory expectations. But I think he will do a great job, and it stands Doctor Who in good stead to continue well into the future, which is great.
So say we all. And on that note, shall we take a little look at the man's work with the preview clip of Silence in the Library, which is this week's coming episode. I'll just open this up. We're on the Doctor Who website playing this. It's a brief 1 minute clip.
Close your eyes. Tell me what you see.
And already, it's more interesting than the next week of from the back end of...
Yes, the next week the trailer for it was dreadful, really, wasn't it? But here you've got a stunning cityscape of this library. Looks like something from the new Star Wars trilogy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It looks a bit like Molly Walker from Heroes, who also has dreams and stuff.
Yes, I was thinking that precisely. I was like, you're watching Heroes, haven't you?
But this is quite... intriguing. Quite different. Very storybook.
Beautiful music.
It's always different.
Again.
A slightly surreal imagery with this girl just sort of drifting around in the air through this city.
But that's good. We want more of that.
And not a bad little actress by the look of things, which is good.
Someone's got in.
Straight away is able to turn it all around and make it quite creepy and claustrophobic, isn't it?
Good.
So loud! So loud!
Listen to me. The library is in your mind.
Moffat is generally very, very good at, isn't it? He's taking particularly childhood type scares and things that
yeah,
really do see
yeah,
quite a lot visually.
Just on his vision for the future, Kay has mentioned before that Stephen Moffat's thematic links aren't necessarily as strong as Russell's are. May harm his position of as being showrunner, just as a remember from that, as you've mentioned in the past.
Now, that shows more imagination in, what was it, 90 seconds than the Sontaran stratagem showed in 90 minutes over 2 weeks.
Yes, I think that's definitely true.
Because although the Sontaran stratagem was entertainingly done, it didn't have an original idea in its head, let's be honest.
No, it's true.
And that looks... I can't wait.
Mm. Yeah, it's restored my confidence in the Steve Moffat two-parter after, as Swithin said, the dreadful next time trailer.
Yes, which just did not look good at all. Yeah. So, another trailer to discuss. The last half of the season trailer.
Yes, the second part is playing in an endless loop on
our television.
The BBC One.
Red button.
We have
okay.
Never missed it.
And here.
Sort of nicely creepy start of the...
And the stars.
I think that's lovely.
That's
the stars coming out.
Really
and
nice stuff.
Greatest action hero pose ever. I'm so looking forward to getting myself a figure of that.
That gun.
Rose with a gun.
And it's interesting that we all expressed some surprise very early on in the series when they showed Rose right up front and centre,
yeah,
as opposed to keeping her back. Here, again, you've got Rose. Very, very strong presence in the trailer, and the Daleks as well. So they're bringing out the big guns for the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, they're bringing,
literally a big gun in Rose.
Yes.
And then who's this in the shadows?
It's Adam. Not.
It would be very funny if that just turned out to be another Dalek. Davros isn't in the series at all.
No, it's John Barrow.
And the final mention that the darkness is coming.
Yeah.
Presumably not the rock group.
No, that would make a very different Doctor Who
version. Yeah, now, maybe tie it into Eurovision.
I think they should be the companions for the specials next.
we're now going to discuss the rest of the series, but if you don't want to hear any, steer clear of any spoilers, switch off now. We will be discussing and speculating, and there might be things we've picked up on the forums and so on that you might not want to know. So if you're a spoiler phobe, stop now and consider yourself warned. So what are your thoughts on the rest of the series?
I'm looking forward to it an awful lot more than I was, having seen this trailer. And I know that trailers are also often... well, the reality behind the trailers is all too often a disappointment. But lots and lots of Daleks trundling all over the place in what looks to be a suburban living room and in a spaceship and this mysterious figure, which is obviously going to be Davros. It's quite fun. Rose appears to be quite... mean-looking in some of these scenes, walking calmly away from explosions as bodies fly about the place.
Terminator.
She looks as if she's turned into this
bad thing.
Sort of this action hero.
I wonder whether it'll be picking up on that "you turn them into soldiers" theme.
Yes, which of course they did with Ace back in the New Adventures in the in-between years. Which I didn't particularly like, but it'd be interesting to see what they do with Rose if they do take it that
direction. I do feel a lot more confident about the finale, because having heard all the elements that are going to be included, Captain Jack, Harriet Jones, return of many other characters, Sarah Jane, there is a concern, how will they be able to... Do it all justice, but
it might be the Eight Doctors all over again by Terrence Dix.
Yeah, the sort of Russell T. Davies' greatest hits.
I'm concerned about that.
But they are doing the feature length final episode. It had the extra weeks filming. Mm. Yes.
I did not know that.
How was the last episode?
We don't know exactly yet, but it'll probably be at be around an hour or so.
I think it's nice that by the looks of things, this is going to be a universe-threatening threat rather than simply...
Oh, you mean like humanity. Last 3 years?
Yeah. Rather than humanity is going to be... Well, no, because humanity has been under threat.
Suburban London is under threat.
Yeah. Whereas this does look... If, you know, the entire universe's stars are disappearing, it does seem to be slightly more of a big deal than, you know, oh no, the Daleks have attacked the White House.
And just with the hints about the disappearing planets already, there's a sense that something big is going on.
And I think that, you know, that will make the tie-ins of every single character spin off, you know, merchandising possibility.
and
it's slightly more credible.
Yeah, and I do get the, from certain rumours, I think it'll really begin building up, because from what I hear about the science in the library idea, it's got every book in the universe, and so you can read what happened to yourself, and I think we'll really see things building up towards the finale now, with the hints and foreshadowing beginning to gather steam. Hopefully it will deliver on all the promise that it could have. And given Russell T Davies' track record, I'm pretty confident that it will succeed, although I can see some people...
I'm not confident, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah. What of these season finales have actually worked?
I think Army of Ghosts and Doomsday was successful.
No, Doomsday was terrible.
I liked this invasion.
You've got these things flying around.
It could have been stronger, but I think
all of them worked. I'd agree that perhaps the third one didn't work quite as well, but I think they've been strong. Anyway, we've got all that to look forward to and argue about and discuss and debate as it comes along. So stay tuned over the next few weeks.
And we shall see you early next week as we discuss Silence in the Library, the first of Steve Moffat's two-parter. Indeed.
Yes. So thanks for listening. If you want to contact us, email us at impossiblepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks very much.